Hello again, ATS. It's your favorite mod sock puppet, Shugo, on the ranting post here today. It's unfortunately Friday. That the podcast was the only good day, was the only good part of the day on Friday. So hopefully today will be a little bit better. I open there with Adam Nicky's Shift. That was released earlier this year on Anjuna Beats. And it's another one of the tracks that I just cannot get enough of. But today, I guess I should go ahead and get right into it. It's not going to be a traditional kind of podcast. I'm not going to talk about recent things. But more or less, I'm going to cover the conspiracy stuff. And to be quite honest with you, I think I'm losing my touch with conspiracy. Because apparently all the conspiracies that I've been reading are a bunch of bollocks. That's just me, but I'll explain it and let you decide for yourself. I'm not going to get into any more arguments with people about it because they either call me closed-minded, a disinformation agent, or somebody who's out there to prove that things are false. A good example of me actually... Alright, there are some of you out there that that are no better than our president that said at the beginning of this war that you're either for us or you're against us. Some of you are closed-minded enough that if somebody disagrees with you and you don't like it, then you say there's only two types of people in the world, those who know about it and seek to disinform, and those who just don't know any better. And that is a real ignorant statement, and I know, if you're listening, you know who you are. I'm not going to name any names, but there was one thread in particular. I know Oz is probably going to love this podcast. Let's take a look at some of the things that are really, really far out there as far as conspiracies go. I know Zaphod and Oz are going to especially like the fact that chemtrails are on my list. I cannot stand listening to people talk about chemtrails, mainly because there is no evidence to support it, other than the fact that that fuel emissions, that's the only chemical that's coming out of the plane, okay? There's nothing else that's coming out of that plane, and you guys need to learn that, and the sooner you learn it, the faster we can get moving here. Also, what else is bothering me is you guys who still continue to believe these channelers. I know there's a thread on ATS recently about another channeler, about Planet X, and I would kindly ask you guys to shut the hell up, mainly because I don't think it can take another one of these channeler threads. I would have thought that you guys would learn your lesson after Blossom Goodchild, but... I guess it should be freaking realistic, shouldn't I? Let's see what else is on this list. I want to make a shout-out, actually, real quick, to Spooky Fox Mulder, who've made your thread, I Still Believe in UFOs. I'm glad, actually. I'm glad you do. I really am. And I mean that in a sincere way. I don't mean it in a, oh, brother, good for you kind of way. I mean that sincerely, man. It's good that you do, because I think that you have to be a little bit on the slow side to not believe that we are not alone in this universe. It's a big universe. There's no possible way that we can cover all of it. And it's expanding all the time, folks. So, kudos to Spooky Fox Mulder in that thread. I think it was a very good reminder that we need to take a look at that a little bit further, and just because some kook made a really ridiculous statement does not mean that that we need to stop believing altogether. So thanks for that, Mulder. I for one personally appreciate that thread, and hopefully you get some good insight on that thread just besides me, because I know I posted there. I hope you get more replies on that. So keep up the good work, man. You really deserve any applause or flags that you get on that thread. All right, moving on. I'm also having problems with dealing with with the Mayan calendar people. You know what? I'm barely going to touch this, but there are a couple things that I just want to point out. I know that the Mayans were advanced, but there is such a thing as, you know, not making a calendar for next year. Well, for example, the Mayan calendar ends on December 21st or December 12th, or whatever you believe, in the year 2012. Well, let's be freaking realistic, folks. You don't make a 2009 calendar at the start of 2008. All right. You might plan it, but you don't make it. That's just the logic behind it. Either that or they might have just gotten a little bit tired, huh? I am terribly sorry to inform all of you guys that I do not believe that anything, absolutely anything, zilch nada, is going to happen in 2012 or 2013, the beginning of 2013. I think if anything does happen, I think the Detroit Lions are going to the Super Bowl that year. But that's just me, and I'm a Lions fan, so I'm sorry, folks. Anybody who got offended out there just now about that Lions, Detroit Lions reference, you really need to lighten up and stop eating all the spinach. Let's see, what else did I want to bring up real quick, too? Oh, I want to take care of some happy birthdays here, too. These are belated happy birthdays, too, so I'm terribly sorry. Carrot, I know you're listening for a fact. So, happy birthday, Carrot. Hopefully, we'll have a podcast together here soon with Rush. Hike, I hope I'm saying that right. Happy birthday to you. I didn't take a look how old you are, but happy birthday anyway. At least I hope it's your birthday. I really hope it is, because I've been having a lot of trouble the last couple of days trying to keep track of everybody and everything. And, you know, if it's wrong, I'm sure you'll tell me. We'll put it like this. You can keep this podcast for when it is your birthday, alright? If it's not your birthday. So, you too. Even though it might not be one of your birthdays, happy birthday anyway, and play this podcast on your birthday, okay? Let's see what else I wanted to take care of real quick. A thread that's really bothering me on ATS is, can ATS help save the world? And, it's not so much the thread. I think the idea of the thread has good intentions. I really do, but unfortunately, guys, we are in a world that unfortunately has a lot of people that agree and disagree. And, ATS is no different. There are plenty of people who just refuse, to put those ideas aside, let them go. And I think that's a good example of this. If you go into anybody's profile and take a look at their foes list, I think you'll find exactly what I mean. And that's the sad thing about it. It really is. I wish it were true, but it's not. But I do want to talk about a certain post that is in that thread that absolutely just drives me nuts. And that is a poster who seems that it's necessary to continuously make it known that he believes that ATS is censoring everybody. And I'm going to be quite honest, buddy, I don't care if you're listening or not, you got to stop, all right? Because sooner or later, we're all going to come after you. I don't care if you think that I'm a mod sock puppet or not. We're going to come after you. All right, that stuff has got to stop. That has got to stop. You are showing little to no respect for ATS mods and the members around them. All right, stop it. I am serious. Okay? And I am mad about it too as well. All right? Now, knock it off, or I'll make sure that my words are put in that thread and they're directed at you. Alright, you know who you are. I don't even know if you're listening, but you know who you are if you are listening. Alright? And on that note, I think I've shot my wad, especially since somebody's mowing next door here. So, I will leave you guys now with Jess Bryden and a track called One Moon Circling, and I think it's somewhat appropriate right now. Anyway, guys, until next time, this is the Mod Sock Puppet, and I am signing out. Talk to you later, guys. Hopefully we'll see you in chat. Later.